This week, we're starting to learn the Ben Yehoyada in Brachot. So, the Ben Yehoyada is on the first part of the first Mishnah, Dav Beis Amud Aleph in Brachot. It starts as follows. Me'eim Matai, from when do we korin et Shema ba'arvin? When do we read Kriyat Shema ba'arvin in the evening? So it says, from the time that the Kohanim come and eat the Truma. So Rashi explains here, when is that? Kohanim shenitmu'u, Kohanim that became impure, yeah, they touched their sherets or whatever, v'tavlu, and they toivled, they went into mikvah, v'eriv shimshan, and it became nightfall, tzeta kochavim, and now it reaches the time for eating truma. That time is Tzeta Kochavim, and that time for eating truma is also the time for Kriyat Shema, Tzeta Kochavim. Ad Sof Ashmorah Rishona, until the end of the first watch, the night is divided into three parts. Rashi is going to explain. Shlish Alaya, a third of the night, Kedem Farish B'Gemara, Misham Ve'elech Avazman, from then onward, past the time for Kriyat Shema, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Lo Mikri Tu Zman Shchiva. It's no longer called the time for going to bed. V'lo Kriin and Be B'Shoch B'cha. And you don't say B'Shoch B'cha. It's not relevant to the Pasuk B'Shoch B'cha. Right? Because it's the Tchilas, the beginning when people are going to bed, according to Rabbi Eliezer. U'mikei Hachi, and before this time, right? I of Seta Kochavim, Lav Zman Shchiva, not a time of lying down. The fikach akore kodem lechel. Someone who reads Kriyat Shema before Tzeita Kochavim lo yatza yedei chovato. What isn't yotze is yedei chovato. That's Shitas Rashi. So the Ben Ish Chai writes here in his introduction. Says, Yidrashu hachachamim. The chachamim asked a question. V'yishalu, and they ask hanavonim, and those people who think deeply ask. Tam lekriyat mesecheta arishona b'shem brachot. Why is the first mesechet of the Shas called mesechet brachot? Nearly, says the Ben Ish Chai, seems to me b'siyata d'shmaya, with the help of heaven. Tam b'zeh, a reasoning in this, ki brachot otiyot bo keter. The word brachot comes from kaf resh taf, that's keter, and bo beit vav, i.e. bo keter. Lirmoz, to hint, ki la'ol, ki hashas, hu, biu, ken, l'chol tariag mitzvot. The shash is an explanation of all the 613 mitzvot doraita, v'sheva mitzvot dorabanan, and the seven mitzvot dorabanan, sha'olim, that together are ole keta. In other words, brachot, the word brachot, is made from this word, keta, which is tariag mitzvot, doraita, and seven mitzvot dorabanan. Right? V'gam brachot ole mispa b'chochma ubina v'das imakola. In other words, the word brachot has the gematria b'chochma ubina v'dat. If you take all those letters and you add them together, it comes to imakolel, and include one, you have the word gematria brachot. Shitzarich leter shabal peh. It's necessary for ter shabal peh. Shefa chochma, a great influence of chochma, a person's wisdom, bina, his understanding, and das, and his deeper understanding. Lahavin dvare, to understand its words. You need a lot of chokhma bina v'das to understand the Torah Shebaal Peh. That's why the beginning of this mesechet is a remez to these three levels of understanding, because that's what a person needs in order to understand the Torah Shebaal Peh. Gam brachot mispa shem hazikaron. Shetzichim lashpat shem hazikaron, the name, the name of memory, right? Shem hazikaron is Shem Hashem that gives you the ability to remember. Shetzrichim Rashpat Shem HaZikaron, you need the Hashpa, the influence of Shem HaZikaron. Shelo Tishkach HaTerah Melomdeh, that Torah shouldn't be forgotten to those who learn it. Umimena Nizakeh Shari Gdula, will be Yot Mizoche to Shari Gdula, to the gates of greatness, Kedichtiv, as it says in the Pasuk, Salsela Vitromamecha. Yeah? Hu Mispa Brachot, and that's the gematria of Brachot. The Shari Gdula is Mispa Brachot. That a person who learns Torah, the Torah itself, will bring him greatness, Aydat Shari Gdula, which is Gematria Brachot. Gam Brachot is Otsiot Rochav Tet. Ki Oskim B'Tera, someone who's Osek B'Tera, Zochim El Tet El Abba Mot Almin Ki Yidua. 400 worlds of Scha, which is the Malchus Kiyadua, which is a known thing, says the Ben Ishchai. Hine, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Hitchil Me'ematai. Rabbi HaKadosh, right, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he started with the word Me'ematai. Umakshim, and people ask, Havilei Me'ematai. It shouldn't say Me'ematai, for a word, it should say Eretai. It should say when, not from when. Vamati ki remez b'roshe tevot. There's a hint in the roshe tevot. Ani Yehuda. Ani is, right? Yehuda. Mechabe mishnat Torah Hashem. Yudke. So you see the letter. The roshe tevot. Ani is Aleph. Yud is Yehuda. Mem is Mechabe. I, Yehuda, are the author of Mishneh Torah Yudke. In other words, Ematai. And the M for Mishneh is just before the Me'ematai. But Gan, Rosh HaMishneh, Mem Ptucha, it's an open Mem. The Sofa, and the end is Me'ematai. Sorry, no, the Sofa, Mem Stuma. Right, the end of the Mishnah is Mem Stuma. Mem Ptucha, Mem Stuma. Ola Misparam Tama. They have the gematria of Tama. Right? Yeah. Because Mem Stuma is 600 and Mem Ptucha is 40. Right? Yeah. Al derech, on the way that we say to him, tzadik katamar yifrach, a tzadik like a fig, or date, yifrach will blossom. V'amu rabotenu, ki kol mu'achot shel beit rebi, right? Tamashmam. And their secret is explained in a different place. The gam hosif ot mem, we added this ot mem, kedei shiye barosh terah shebaal peh, be the head of terah shebaal peh. Otiyot imi, my mother, ki terah shebaal peh nikrat aim, it's called an aim. V'shebichtav is called an av. Okay? Shebichtav is chochma, veracious, b'chochmata. The beginning of the gilu is Torah Shebichtav. The explanation of that, the havana, right, is bina. That's imi. Yeah? That's the Torah Shebaal Peh. Because that's a havana, it's an understanding of Torah Shebichtav. On a deeper level, that's Torah Shebaal Peh. That's imi. My mother. And the Ben Ishchai continues and explains, Me'ematai koren Shema ba'avin, when do we read Kriyat Shema at night? Nearly b'siyatat Shema. It seems to me, says the Ben Ishchai, with the help of heaven, Mashiach Eliyahu the word Mashiach and Eliyahu Misparam Shema. The gematria is Shema. V'sha'al me'ematai korin otam lavo. V'sha'al, and the Mishnah asks, me'ematai korin otam lavo. When are we calling, right, them to come? I.e. me'ematai korin otam, Moshe and Eliyahu, to come. When do we call the Mashiach to come? Ba'avit, at night time. Hu elef hashishi, that's the 6,000th year. Hanikra et erev, which is called an important period of time, and the night. Va'ama, and the Gemara says, or the Mishnah says, Misha, when do we say this? Misha shakonim Hem Talmidei Chachamim, when the Kohanim represent Talmidei Chachamim, Shenikrim Kohanim, were called Kohanim, V'nichnasim, the Batim Midrashot, and they enter the shuls for learning, V'lechol B'trumatan, to eat of their truma, which is, what is their truma? That's Terah Shebaal Peh, Shnikret Ashmam, but it's called in their names. Kumo Shama, right? Mishash Akonim Nichnasim Lechol B'Trumatan. What's Konim Nichnasim Lechol B'Trumatan? Konim Hem Tamidei Chachamim, Nikroin Konim. They're called Kohanim, the servers of Hashem. That's what Kohanim means. Nichnasim, and they enter where they enter, Lebati Midrashot, to the places of learning. Lechol b'trumatan, to eat of their truma. What's trumatan? Teresh b'al peh. That's the truma. Teresh b'al peh. That's the truma of Talmidei Chachamim, the Kohanim. Shenikret al shemam, because it's called on their names. Yeah. No, the Teresh b'al peh is called on the names of Talmidei Chachamim. K'mo she'amru, Chachameinu, Zichrono Livracha. Chachameinu told us on the Pasuk, Ki im b'Torat Hashem chifzo, that a person has to have the desire only for Torah Hashem. U'b'Torato yegei yomam v'layla, and he should be involved in the Torah day and night. V'lechein, and therefore, lo ama b'truma, ele b'trumatan. It didn't say b'trumad. Right? Me'im atai korin. Yeah, it doesn't say mitruma. It says betrumatan. Why is it trumatan? V'yadua. Yeah? She'esek ha'tera. She'bal peh. Misuga lebiat Mashiach ve'eliyahu. Learning Tera she'bal peh is that which brings on Mashiach ve'eliyahu. Yoteh me'esek ha'tera she'bichta. More than the written Tera. Kamo she'amru chachameinu zal, like the rabbis told us, our pasuk, gam ki itnu begoyim, ata akabtzem, now that, yeah? Gam yitnu begoyim, also if you be given over to the goyim, ata, now, you'll be spread out with the goyim, ata akabtzem, now we'll gather within, Yitnu lashon matnitin, and I will give the tongue, the language of our Mishnahs. Why does Teresh Shebaal Peh bring on Mashiach? And according to the Arizal, it's Teresh Esod, but it's the same thing. The revelation of something which is hidden, right, is ke'ein b'yat Mashiach, because it's a revelation of a person that we know, right, who reveals himself and brings the world, the tikkuno, to its fixing place, which is Teresh Shebaal Peh. And that Amelis and Teresh Shebaal Peh is really what we say in this week's parasha in Chumash. in b'chukatay telechu, if you amelim v'terah, you delve into Torah with all your heart, mu'ul your soul, you delve in it properly. That's called amelim v'terah, and you have all the brachas of the parsha, b'chukatay telechu.